We're talking about buying and selling properties. One of the pioneers of Tasmania's hazelnut industry is looking for a new challenge beyond the orchard. Carol Bracken established her 5,000-tree farm at Glengarry nearly 10 years ago in the Tamar Valley. The former Tasmanian Rural Woman of the Year spoke to Larissa Smith about her time in the industry and why she's putting the property on the market.
We really wanted to live in the northern Tasmania. It's where our families are from and it's a beautiful place to live. And we thought farming would be a great way to do that. We really liked the idea of planting trees. It was right at the start of us becoming aware of, you know, the benefits of having a lot of trees around. And a tree that produced a crop that could store seemed like a really good idea. It's not quite as difficult to sell it with like cherries or peaches or something where you've got a really short time frame, you've got to get them out the door.
And a short shelf life.
Yeah, that's right. So hazelnuts will stay in their shell for at least 12 months and up to a couple of years and stay quite nice and fresh.
How much homework did you do before you put hazelnut trees in the ground?
We did quite a bit of research preparing a business plan and going and talking to other growers. We talked to some other growers in Tasmania as well, so we knew about the conditions in Tasmania and what kinds of properties might suit hazelnut trees.
And this area at Glengarry was ideal in terms of protection and just the topography?
It's ideal in a number of ways and not so ideal in a couple of others. I don't think you can get the perfect situation in any kind of property. You've always got a few challenges. It's a really good climate in Tasmania for hazelnuts, especially if you're not too close to the water and not too close up into the mountains. The hazelnuts like a cold kind of winter, but they also like a warm kind of summer. And so the property we've got is quite good. It's got some sloping ground that faces into the sun, which they like as well.
How long did it take before you got your first crop off?
Well, we got a first crop, you know, nearly in a couple of years, but it was enough to fill a few garbage bins that we tipped them out onto the trampoline on a couple of sheets to dry them. So, yeah, they crop straight away, but it's not going to make you any money. It's sort of only in the last couple of years, I'd say, so that's about 7 years before they really start being commercial cropping.
And then you went all out and invested in a new dryer, a new cracker.
Yeah, it was a decision that we made when the state government put up the agricultural loan scheme, and we thought that was a great opportunity to invest more into the business and give ourselves some more options. A lot of people like buying hazelnuts, but they don't want to have to crack them out of their shells by hand themselves, so we really needed to invest in the cracking machinery and the commercial kitchen so that we could bag them up for people so they can just eat them straight away.
And you found that really started to add some value to the business and what you were doing here?
It definitely opened up the number of customers that we could have. We could sell straight to other value adders, people like that make brownies with hazelnuts in them or chocolates, and we could also sell direct to the public, which opens all that up a lot more.
So how far have these hazelnuts travelled?
Oh, we've sold hazelnuts out to Western Australia, a gelati maker out there, and we've sold up into Queensland. There was a brownie maker is up in Sydney. So if all around the country, people that are in business and they're looking for a really fresh and quality product and they want it to say Australian grown, and they want to advertise that as well in their product, yeah, they're looking to Tasmanian product and Victoria to supply that.
Where do you see the potential growth for hazelnut production in Tasmania?
There's potential just in more awareness for people that the hazelnuts taste so much better than the imported product that you can get because they're fresh and they're in season. The taste comparison, you can't compare them at all. Like, they're just so much different. And so as more people know that, then the retail and the wholesale sales will definitely increase. There's also opportunity with Ferrero, the company Agri Australis. They're establishing hazelnuts in a big way in Australia, and they're looking for growers to grow for them. And so that's also an option to sell nuts in shell through them in the future.
You've made the decision to sell the property. What's prompted that?
Yes, it does seem counterintuitive at the moment, but I've come to realise about myself that I don't sit still for very long, and we've been here for nearly 10 years, and I'm just starting to get that sort of itchy feeling about looking for something new. We've built the business up at, you know, sort of the entrepreneurial spirit in the last few years, and we've reached that point where we go, you know what, this is a, you know, business that's going somewhere and that's sort of achieved the things that we wanted it to achieve. So, yeah, that's why we're selling. We're just seeing if somebody else is out there wants to take it the next step.
Would you like to stay in agriculture?
We would like to stay living in the north of Tasmania, definitely. And we love the area, and we love that connection that it has to agriculture and to all the fresh, lovely produce that is grown here. Yeah, that's our main focus. And we're just looking at a whole bunch of different options at the moment, trying to, you know, pick and choose what we want to do next.
How much have you enjoyed being part of this industry?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. It's a very growing industry, and there's lots of opportunity in it to do your own thing. There's not a fixed contract with a fixed person that's going to buy off you. So you can choose to run it how you like. You can go organic. You can do a little bit of this and a bit of that. Yeah, it's quite a great industry to try out things in. But it's an emerging industry, and so that we try to support each other as much as we can, especially in the growing of the hazelnut trees. There's a lot of support in how to grow them and how to get the most out of your yield. And we're gradually getting there with the processing facilities. We've put one in, and there's a couple of others around the country now that weren't there when we started. So it's definitely come a long way.
Hazelnut grower Carol Bracken looking to exit the industry and talking there to Larissa Smith.